Union Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sale, Wendy's, Fidelity Bank, Burger King, Island Wholesale, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, and ISL Bahamas Limited, the developers of Swim, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to be dealing with a couple of housekeeping issues up top, and then we're going to kind of launch into some talk about the economy and how it's going to play into what I believe is coming soon. We've kind of went over some of these things beforehand. So, you know, we have now more information to inform where I think we're going. And, you know, I think I'm probably right here. But we're also going to try to map out some solutions. All right. So we'll see. Now, I don't think I have any guests today, so it's just you and I, right? But at least we got each other. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me. Remember that? Growing Pains? No? Am I? Just me? I'm too old? Growing Pains. Kirk Cameron. Alan Thicke. Look at me crazy. You guys missed out on Growing Pains. All right, so let's do some housekeeping. First things first. Someone had messaged me yesterday, and they'd asked me why someone had asked me if we're sure we're going to have enough freezer capacity to store enough Sub-Zero freezer capacity after the show. They asked me if we're going to have enough Sub-Zero freezer capacity to store the AstraZeneca vaccine. So let me be very clear about this, because perhaps I didn't make it abundantly clear. You don't need to freeze the AstraZeneca vaccine, because the AstraZeneca vaccine was not mRNA developed, okay? It's not a messenger RNA vaccine. To the extent that I didn't make that clear, I do apologize, because I was talking about Pfizer-BioNTech, and maybe there was some transposition of the two that got lost in the conversation. I'm not sure. I didn't re-listen to the show, but if I did confuse you about that, I do apologize. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is an mRNA vaccine. The Moderna vaccine is an mRNA vaccine. Pfizer BioNTech vaccine needs to be stored at sub-zero temperatures to keep their particular mRNA frozen. Moderna's mRNA vaccine, those are the two approved, as far as I am aware at the moment, approved mRNA vaccines from the World Health Organization. And the Moderna mRNA vaccine can be stored in a regular freezer. AstraZeneca can be stored in a refrigerator. AstraZeneca, though using cutting-edge technology, is a viral vector vaccine. What does that mean? A vector is a delivery mechanism. So the vector, the delivery mechanism for what prompts the immune response, is a virus. So they're going to inject you with a solution that contains an adenovirus that has been modified with cutting-edge gene mapping technology that shows you, that prompts your body to get to think that the spike protein from the coronavirus has entered it, and therefore develop an immune response producing antibodies. All right, so the mRNA vaccine does the same essential thing, some say more effectively. The mRNA develops a message to your body that says it now has the spike proteins, and your body produces antibodies to fight the spike protein, the mRNA. This hasn't had a lot of study. So that's why I don't mind 52 weighing in, although don't weigh in right now because I'm not dwelling on this too long. But the mRNA, in all theory and experience thus far, does not interact with your DNA. Okay? DNA stands for, and again, I'm not trying to get too deep in the weeds, deoxyribonucleic acid. It is the blueprint of your genetic makeup. RNA stands for ribonucleic acid. So you're sending a messenger ribonucleic acid into your body. It is supposed to teach your body to produce an immune response. The mRNA is then metabolized out of your body. It does not, in all known research, theory, experience, alter your DNA at all. Now, I don't know what else the hell it does, but that's the general sense of it. So I want to just make that clear. We're getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's a viral vector vaccine. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is also a viral vector vaccine. All right? It's using an adenovirus found in humans. The AstraZeneca is using a modified adenovirus found in chimpanzees. All right? Someone also asked me about if they've developed this vaccine through human embryos. No, because it would just, A, they said they didn't, and B, the scale at which the vaccine is being developed to, there's just not enough human embryos going around, unless you know of like someone's like stealing embryos from pregnant women in the middle of the night, in the millions and tens of millions. All right, so that's a little housekeeping. Didn't mean to confuse you if I did. I hope that clears it up. So we're getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. You can keep that in your fridge, right, or your freezer for up to 6 months. Now, we are getting the Sub-Zero freezers because Dr. DeLon Brennan, who for some reason wouldn't talk about COVID-19 vaccine on my show, did talk to the Bahamian Association of Maryland yesterday morning about COVID-19 vaccine. He says we're going to get more than one vaccine. The first set we'll get will be AstraZeneca. It's up to 100,000 doses, which would be able to inoculate 50,000 people. All right? Now, the efficacy of AstraZeneca in over 65 is also under question because they came late into their study testing that cohort. All right? I hope that clears a lot of this stuff up. If you do want to hear some good information about it, you can, I don't know where you could find it, but look for, there's a presentation from this year's Bahamas Business Outlook by Dr. Charlisa Gibson, who's an attendant physician at a major hospital in New York, and she gave a very good presentation on this, although her presentation occurred before we understood that we were getting the AstraZeneca vaccine first. So we'll probably get some Pfizer, which is very expensive. The AstraZeneca is up to 10 times less than Pfizer and Moderna. All right? No, I don't think we get into ghetto vaccine. I'm just saying it's cheaper, right? All right, so that's where we are with that. So, oh, and 52, see? No disrespect to 52. I researched Medicargo, all right? And Medicargo is a company that's trying to, that is using, has used plants to synthesize what are called VLPs, virus-like particles. These virus-like particles will do the exact same thing, essentially, only it's plant-based. They will produce antigens, all right, in your body that will prompt an immune response and create antibodies. They're all doing the same thing. None of them stopping you from catching COVID-19. I don't know that any of them stops you from transmission of COVID-19. All right? That's where we are with it. Now, we're going to talk some things today, and I would urge you to stick to the topic. I would urge you to let's have a sensible conversation that doesn't get too entirely personal and throw things off and sour the mood. I know we have a relationship through the radio and all this stuff like that, but, you know, I just urge you to try to, and we have fun with it, right? But, you know, certain things like watch yourself, you know what I mean? I pray every day for strength in the Lord, right? I'm trying to have a closer walk with Jesus this year. You know, don't make me cuss on these people's radio stations. So let's just all keep it together, right? And let's have a sensible discussion as far as that is concerned, all right? Now, another housekeeping item. If you look at yesterday's Nassau Guardian, you'll see a story that just, let me speak for myself, that turned my stomach, right? So you have Hurricane Dorian happened in September 2019. It's going to make me angry just talking about it, actually. So Hurricane Dorian happened in September 2019, and after that, I was like, okay, I could see where this was going. I was like, all right, everyone creating a bureaucracy. Nobody seems to be, the left don't seem to know the right hand doing it. All through, we heard, ain't nothing like this ever happened before. Ain't nothing like this ever gone down before, eh? Nobody could plan for it. Everyone getting out, saying, nobody never seen no Hurricane 5. Everybody, oh, yeah, okay, fine. All right, no problem. We can create a disaster recovery authority. We can create a ministry, whole new ministry. Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, Recovery, whatever the hell it is. Right? So, September 2019, come and gone. Pandemic happened, but the all-emergency orders allowed for construction and recovery of Hurricane Dorian during the pandemic. They certainly continued clearing debris during the pandemic. There certainly were other things going on during the pandemic. Baker's Bay certainly had their people restoring that during the pandemic. BPL was working to restore lines during the pandemic. They ain't done nearly a good enough job, missed all their deadlines, but they were doing it. PTC was working. People were working. They were doing their stuff during the pandemic. So I'm not going to, the pandemic can be it. That what I'm about to tell you is going on. September 2020 passed. We now in February 2020. All right? So this 18 months now. Ain't nobody never seen nothing like it before, right? We done create all these ministry, all these authority, all stuff like that. Let me read this for you. Because I want you to understand where it comes from when I tell you. I see how everybody joking, right? And I don't want to hear no. And when y'all bust out delusion and talk about who doing a good job and who this and that, y'all like divorce yourselves from reality in terms of what it is that actual sense is supposed to look like, because you're so used to nonsense. This story says material, I ain't gonna dwell on this all day. I just wanna make this point, right? Because I gotta say something about this. It says materials piled up, but no funding to erect housing for storm victims. Rachel Scott is the author. Excuse me. Nearly 18 months after Hurricane Dorian devastated East Grand Bahama, materials for temporary housing for survivors have been sitting exposed in a Sweetings Key schoolyard for months because there's no funding to erect the housing, according to Disaster Reconstruction Authority Managing Director Catherine Forbes Smith. Forbes Smith said They were to be assigned to 20 homeowners in Sweetings Key. She added, the situation is simply they are to be used as temporary housing, so the reason they haven't been erected yet is the financial resources to erect them is somewhere around $200,000, and the resources weren't available to do it. And that's really what it is. Images circulating on social media in recent days depict lumber, toilets, air conditioners, and other materials stacked on the property, exposed to the elements. Let me back up here. When we say exposed to the elements, I don't mean they're sitting outside and everything's all tarped up, been lashed down tight. I mean, the condensers for the air conditioners are out of the boxes, sitting on the ground. They're brand new, never been touched. The lumber's starting to mildew, starting to rot. According to DRA Projects Director Wendell Grant, the materials have been there since early to mid-November 2020. He said the materials are a mixture of donated materials and DRA-purchased materials. Grant said that a contractor has been secured to erect the modular homes once the funding is available. He said it's still unclear when that funding will come, but noted that the small home repair program and the dome program recently resumed because of funding from the government. You see, shame, right? Is a powerful tool and helping people to understand the depth of their failure. So you're going to tell me let me continue. Fort Smith said, members of the public must manage their expectations given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of times donors give you gifts and those gifts come at a cost and that cost is not in your budget, and so you have to try and figure out how you're going to pay to receive these gifts. She added, we all know that if the government has had to spend $177 million on COVID response or extended unemployment benefits to people at the tune of more than $49 million, I mean, where does a little country like this get all that money from? Glad you said that. East Grand Bahama MP Peter Turnquest yesterday expressed disappointment over the situation. He said, while understanding firsthand the very difficult circumstances the government finds itself in financially, it's disappointing that we've not been able to deliver these container homes to those persons in desperate need of housing. Peter Turnquest is a former minister of finance, all right? So if anyone wants to ask, where does a little country like this get all that money from? Peter Turnquest got your answer. Okay? And we're going to go through the numbers now. And this is a disgrace. Okay? It's a disgrace that you say that you let donated materials and some which were purchased rot, rust, and wallow in the elements. Because where does our little country find $200,000? Well, where does our little country find money to put a $30 million down payment on a hotel that remains closed to this day? Where does our little country find money to finance the remainder of that mortgage that last I checked is still being paid? Where does our little country go find money to get COVID-19 cars? Where does our little country find money to go get police body cameras and pay for planes to fly entourages around the family islands to open projects? Where's our little country find the money from? To pay your salary. And those of the parliamentarians and the cabinet ministers, where do we find the money? We can't find $200,000 to put together homes for 20 people on Sweetings Key who have been without shelter in that area for 18 months. We don't have the tiniest modicum of shame to apologize and admit that that is a gross failure of those people and that there's no excuse that we're this little country can find the money, has us throwing our hands up in the air, saying that these things can't get done. Where's a little country find the money when you were clout chasing about your $1.5 billion in pledges and donations in January of last year? You guys got to get it together. You got to get it together. You created this bureaucracy. You don't know what to do with it. You can't finish the domes. You can't put the modular homes up. People from around the world have tried to make this thing happen. Fred Perpall, who lives in Dallas, his company, the Americans, they shipped homes here. They fabricated and shipped homes here and put them together and gave keys out a couple of weeks ago on Abaco in that time. And we in the Bahamas can't find $200,000 to construct modular homes on Sweetings Key to the effect that we'd let all the material sit there and rot and rust. And there's no shame to it. What do the Jews say? Shanda. Right? That's the stronger term for shame. Shanda. Shame on you. It's a shanda. Anyway, let's move on. One good day at cold. Yeah, it's cold. It's really cold this morning. I still went for a run. I had to bundle up. It's supposed to get super cold tonight and tomorrow night. We'll see what happens. I hope you're listening, too. You guys should be ashamed of yourself at the Disaster Recovery Reconstruction Agency, whatever it is. Ashamed of yourself. You can't keep failing people and just making excuses. You could find 200 grand. Lang coming on after me. Ask him if it's a problem to go find 200 grand if you want to find it. He was in the Ministry of Finance. It says, Juan, why did PLP diss Miller for Darvel? I mean, I don't know. I guess they figure Leslie Miller had a good run, you know what I mean? And his daughter's running, too. It says they mostly use simians and eggs to incubate the vaccines. Yeah, but that wasn't done in the set. Isn't it amazing how the adenovirus has the same symptoms as the COVID-19 virus? So I create a vaccine based on the adenovirus and not the COVID-19. No, the adenovirus does not have the same symptoms as the COVID-19 virus in that the adenovirus from the chimpanzees gave them what we would consider the common cold, okay? And that adenovirus does not impact us at all. Like, you're not expected to get a runny nose if you're around chimps who have the adenovirus, okay? But COVID-19 has the potential to make you extraordinarily ill and a very minuscule chance of death. So we're trying to mimic, right, the COVID-19 without hitting you with the COVID-19. You dig what I'm saying? Says, hey, not sure if you meant my messages, Juan, but if you did, my humble apologies. No, I'm not talking about your messages. No, I'm speaking of when you. I'm just saying, let's try to keep it at a reasonable level where we're not being unreasonably antagonistic with each other, okay? Hey, well, I'm not sure the topic is today, but I wanted to comment on what I see yesterday. The national deficit's $9 billion. If government just borrowed money and gave it to us, we'd have $20K each. If this lousy government gave the people $5K each, we would tally that same $2 billion they're borrowing, and we're still hurting. Right, so, okay, and these are your comments. No, I'm not tripping on your comments. I don't agree with your comments, and I'll explain why, because we are going to talk numbers. But I don't agree with that particular route that you're talking at this point. Perhaps if the circumstance were different. Juan, please bring 52 on your show. His passion tells he has something of value to share. Just ask him to explain in layman's terms. Thanks. Looking forward to hear his explanation. I respect his views. I respect 52 as well. I don't need to bring him on the show. He's free to call. If I feel as though the conversation is getting to a point where we can't understand what is happening, then I got to moderate the conversation. That's my job. All right. If you would note, I don't know if you noticed a trend. I don't like to bring people on my show that much, as I like to air these things out with you and I. Although I have no problem with people coming on my show, but just to come on, people like that. When are you going to have me on the show? And you going to say what? Help me. Just, you going to have a stream of consciousness? Tell me what it is. This is one. At the last customs auction, hundreds of pallets of portable stoves, dry stored food stuff, etc. were sold. All donations failed by NEMA's non-existent logistics. Wow. So I'm so tired of these government-hired people making three times as much as me, sitting on their butts, can't get anything done or manage anything properly. It says, wait, they couldn't find money to pay a contractor since November, but ministers jet-set in campaigning and ministry elites get brand new red plates during a pandemic. They couldn't just give the materials to the 20 families for them to fix their homes. I hope the people who like roll up their T-shirts paying attention, how successive governments like to waste resources and come with taxes and fees, and they can't pay the nurses. Suck my teeth. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the nurses too, but we're running out of time here. But I'm going to address the budgetary stuff as too, because we don't have any guests today. It says, where did they find the money for the stealth drones? You know, the ones which can't be seen. Yep. It says, good day, Juan. The Bahamian people want to thank you publicly for opening their eyes to the nonsense our politicians have done and are doing. It's our money, but they spend it on what they want. Pay the nurses. They do need to also pay these nurses. I mean, you know, it, again, right? You gotta operate on a level where when shame confronts you, it prompts you to action. Because if shame and exposure and embarrassment that lays bare your lack of fealty to your own promise and word and commitment and oaths to people doesn't work, then you're just asking for trouble. You asked these nurses to work their fingers to the bone. I know they did. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, my mother was in hospital twice during this pandemic. My mother had care from nurses around the clock. Doctors would come and see her, then go PMH, go South Beach. They would come head to toe in their protective gear, sanitized before they would enter my house. I had to wheel her to places and all this. These people worked their fingers to the bone. And you came on TV and you asked us all to stay locked down and protect the healthcare workers and take care of them. Nurses died during this pandemic, got sick, got their families sick. I have a person I know, a doctor, who didn't see her children in person for a month because she had to go work at PMH and she couldn't go home to her children, her young children. She had to go to a government facility, which wasn't that nice, by the way, and isolate from her own children and husband. Her children would cry and scream how much they missed her. They're under 5 years old. When she would Zoom call them every day. I know nurses who have worked nonstop from the start of this pandemic. If they've had 3 days off in a row, it'd be shocking. The ones who are on the front line. They watch people die. They watch their colleagues die. They watch entire wards and hospitals get infected, still worked in those wards. Give these people their money. Where does the country find this money from? You found money for vaccines. Go find the nurses their money. Go find the Sweetings Key people the money, or just give them the stuff. You know, at a certain point, you got to stop playing here. Right? This is a country now. We ain't playing Dolly House. We ain't playing Tea Party with my daughter. Right? This is a country. All right. Let's do some more text messages. It says, one, I was wondering where the Haitians who were in the shelter had gone. Come to find out, the government shipped them back to Abaco and built houses for them, while Bahamians have to live in domes. It costs less than $2 million, but they say it costs $6 million. The Haitians went back to Abaco and the government built houses for them? I don't know about that one. Says, come on, Juan, you knew, I knew, everyone knew. That Dorian recovery or any project government touch turns to dust. These people are incompetent. Good afternoon. In addition to what you said, could also be that it's a shame that not one person on Sweetings Key could rally the men to use the available supplies. You said the supplies were delivered to them, didn't you? No, they were disaster recovery authority supplies that those people were not supposed to touch because they told them, no, we got the contractor coming. This is what I'm saying. You can't wiggle out of it. That wasn't theirs to go touch. You go touch it, now you get locked up. That wasn't theirs to just go take. Oh, look, a pallet full of air conditioners. Can I have one? No. They belong to the Disaster Recovery Authority. They were donated. They're not yours. Don't touch them. We can get to it. All right? Yeah, but I'm watching the rain, and I'm watching the boxes, like, melt, and the condensers are falling out, and they're getting ruined. You think I could grab one here? No, it's our crap. Don't touch it or call the police. So, yeah, they could have just taken it, sure. But then when they get locked up, different story. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, what's up?
Right here, how's it going?
Hey, everything good, man. Hey, you know what this lousy African government that I shame that I voted for? Mm-hmm. You know what they're waiting on to do these things? The election. So it could be fresh in the people's mind that they did something. So they could brag about what they did. That's what they're waiting for.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Just to cry and shame, man.
It is.
Yeah, that's my take.
All right. Well, I appreciate you. He's right. It's a crying, bloody shame. Right? Shame will motivate you to do stuff. Right? Like, you don't feel like you're in shame. Like, you never had your parents say that to you. Like, you're in shame. You're in shame. Your room look like that. You're in shame. It's not a tactic I use with my children, but I got a lot of it. You know, Sam, to bring these grades home. You know, Sam, I pay a school for you. That's what you bring to me. And shame doesn't always work, right? I'll never forget. I don't know if I said this before. Like, my mother, and I wasn't in the room, so they were just talking, and I was, you know, nearby. I didn't know I was, but maybe I didn't care. And my mother was asking my father, and he was like, oh, they have the parent teacher conference for Juan coming up. Can you make it? And my father was like, what am I going to go to that for? They're just going to tell me the same thing they've been telling me. He doesn't pay attention in class. He's smart, but he doesn't apply himself. I'm just paying my school fees for him to bring home average grades. And I was so ashamed that I had let my father down like that. That I committed that I would do better. And that was in like the 11th grade. And I didn't bust out no straight A's, but I passed all my BGCSEs. I took 13 BGCSEs. That's why I don't hear no, oh, you can't, don't expect them to get more than a D on 8. I took 13. All right? I took my SATs. I got, I think I got like the second or third highest SAT score in our graduating class. And I didn't even study hard for that. But yeah, shame sometimes prompts you to do better. Do better. Don't find excuses. Do better. This says, let's take a call. You gotta keep it tight. Good afternoon, because we're out of time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, good day, sir. Is it me?
Yeah, you're on here. How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, always listen to you. Love your show. You know, you always speak the truth, right?
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. Did you watch that Fifth Estate thing that came out the other day?
I did.
You want to talk about shame?
I want 40 minutes of my life back, but yes, I watched
it. You
want
to talk about shame? I mean, everybody already knows that stuff, but shame on all those who was toasting with him during the election and all that stuff, and the same person who's sitting next to his side with that woman with the money sticking out of bra.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about, shame. You want to talk about where our money is? That's where our money is. While everybody's starving, all them eating grouper and crawfish and thing 3 times, 4 times a day, whenever they want, and we can't even get a loaf of bread for some poor people on the side of the road.
You making a connection about the Fifth Estate video to
where our money in the country is going.
To where our money in the country is going. So the Fifth Estate video has what to do with Sweeting's Key?
We're taking bribes from people and stuff, and then they sell in our country to other people, and they get whatever they want. But yet our people, we can't even get Crown Land. People die in 40, 50 years and apply for Crown Land.
I gotcha. You're not making any sense today. I'm sorry. All right. So this says, big up Fred per Paul. Green Giants rock, God bless. One, you used a pivotal term when speaking about gene interaction so far. Yeah, so far. I don't know. Yeah, you got to study it. Says, please don't let Antal call and go on and on. I can't control who calls. I can control who goes on and on. Says, Juan, they look at the projects that give them the most votes. Those 20 peeps in Sweeting's Key are not important to them. I'm so confused. And again, like the Pino Nagar thing, that's of some interest in terms of what's going on with the PLP. All right. But to what the hell that has to do with what is happening in our country right now as we are deep in crisis, I surely do not know. So should Christie be all cozy with Nygaard? No, period. Even if he thought everything was above board. Nygaard's locked up. He's in a Canadian jail. He's going to be extradited to the United States, more than likely. That'll be the end of that. But we have much, much deeper issues going on in our country than that. All right? I did watch the documentary. And another 10-minute addendum. And while it was interesting, I didn't see any money being forked over. And the FNM knows it took money from Peter Nygaard. They know that. Carl Kalmer, you ain't got no stripes, homie. And the PLP took lots of money from Peter Nygaard. And it's all sticky and ugly and should have never happened with campaign finance reform if we had it. But it ain't got a Christ thing to do with the failures of the recovery of Hurricane Dorian or our economic calamity, which I will address on the other side of the break, or how people are sick and dying, still dying from coronavirus. It says, hey, Juan, I'm glad you're putting the government feet to the fire. I wish more talk show hosts had the intestinal fortitude like you. All right. So stop with the BGCSE stuff. My best friend in high school was a hard studier, but he couldn't pop a C. I say I get no all A's in the BGCSE. I just said I took 13. So if I can pass all 13, you must be good, you know what I mean? Deal with 8 a little better than I can deal with 13. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Don't get me started on this donation screw-up. The government has to really get their act together. Why don't they have a team responsible for this? Why can't they give to people who are willing to build it themselves? There are many construction workers in Abaco. It's ridiculous. They don't care. Why? Because it doesn't impact them. It says NEMA should just be closed down completely. It says, good morning, Juan. Why is it that this government can just cancel these small contracts and letters of intent so easily from Bahamians? When it comes to these big contracts and letters of intent that the foreigners sign, they tell us their hands are tied. I can appreciate what's going on in the country, but their generals that they rate got their mobilization and working, and I'm talking multiple contracts. All right, we got to take a break for news. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we remain committed to customers during this global pandemic. Our Nassau and Freeport branches are open to assist you remotely, Monday to Friday, between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 397-2100 or email info@jsjohnson.com. Be safe, Bahamas. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you ready to break up with your car? Easy Car Sales invites you to fall in love with an electric vehicle. Ditch the gas pump, the expensive mechanics. Feel the freedom, the power. Visit easy242.com and make a date to test drive an electric vehicle today. Get into a better relationship. Find your perfect match at Easy Car Sales and drive electric happily ever after.
Bacon and barbecue makes everything better. And there's no better combination than bacon, cheese, and smoky barbecue sauce. Purposely indulge yourself with Wendy's new barbecue bacon melt. It starts with either our 100% fresh, never frozen beef or your style of chicken topped with shredded cheddar cheese and cheddar cheese sauce. Three strips of applewood smoked bacon, crispy fried onions, pickles, and a warm, smoky barbecue sauce, all on a toasted premium bun. Wendy's, different inside and out.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim, swim.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking some of the unfortunate circumstances after Dorian. We were talking, just clarifying any misconception, if I gave any yesterday, about the vaccinations, et cetera. And we're hopefully now going to discuss the latest fiscal snapshot and really more so what that means for the country. But first, I'll try to deal with a couple of your text messages. And then someone talked about Nygaard. I'm going to show you the fiscal snapshot that details the economic state of your government and also your country. And then you help me and tell me what Peter Nygaard and Perry Christie are going to do to help us out of that. See, I don't got time for weird stuff. You know what I mean? If you getting kicked out of your house and your wife, oh, I remember you cheated on me 12 years ago. What you talking about? We getting kicked out of the house. I just lost my job. You have no job. What are we talking about? It says, Juan, refresh our memories on the nurses' monies. Wasn't that a part of some international funding? Are there no controls in government to ensure that funds earmarked for a particular group of people actually get to them? I don't know about part of no international funding. I do know that in April of 2020, the Ministry of Health said that all physicians working on the front lines of the COVID-19 fight would get a $5,000 honorarium in addition to their salary, overtime, etc. Renward Wells, who became Minister of Health later, came out and said that that honorarium would extend to all frontline healthcare workers. That would include the nurses. The nurses worked overtime. The nurses work on their days off. The Ministry of Health also promised a $100,000 life insurance benefit for anyone who died in the fight against COVID-19 on the frontline healthcare system. So the nurses are owed a $5,000 honorarium, and they're owed $100,000 in total for time worked during the pandemic. So go run them nurses their money, is what I would suggest to you. All right. Now, let's talk about... tomorrow we'll talk some raw politics. Yeah? You want to talk about that, some Nygaard, some PLP, and the future of that? Sure. But tomorrow we'll talk some raw politics. This is, good afternoon, I need you to answer this question on the radio. I was in a bank out west this morning. A young gentleman came to pay the balance of his loan off. They told him he had to first speak with a loan officer. Please tell me why. I don't think it makes sense. Well, I mean, I couldn't intelligently speak to that without knowing the circumstances of the young man's loan or anything like that. Could be there are penalties involved with doing that, maybe, and he needs to square that away with a loan officer, or it could be any number of things. I'm not sure. Really not sure. All right. All right. What is this? FNM ratifies 17 candidates. Exuma's in Ragged Island. Jennifer Isaacs Dotson. Oh, Jenny Dotson. They set you up, eh? Oh, boy. Cat Island. Rumpke in San Salvador. Felicia Knowles. Mangrove Key in South Andros. Ken Smith, Golden Isles, Brian Brown, Garden Hill, Stephen Greenslade, St. Anne's, Adrian White. So Brenza Lane running again, and Stephen Greenslade running in Garden Hills. That's going to be an uphill battle, Greenslade. I ain't going to lie to you. St. Anne's, Adrian White. So Simonette ain't running no more. Adrian White, I think he's the branch chairman. He's running. Marathon, Romy, Freetown, Dionisio, y'all shot but done. So, all the others are incumbents. Darren Henfield, North Abaco. You sure you want to run to Henfield? I think you got problems there, homie, but we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I think you got major problems in North Abaco. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Mr. McCartney, you know, for the life of me, right, I don't see how middle class or high middle class or rich public servants, right, would expect the poor Bohemian to sympathize with them, not getting a raise or not getting particular values of pay. And especially in the times like these, right? In a time where we're killing ourselves just to get a tourist dollar, you know, and the IMF is telling us we need corporate income tax, or income tax, which our government refused, our opposition refused to debate it. You see, we have dire issues in this country. You see, the police officer, the immigration officer, the custom officer, the defense court officer, this ain't no time for them to be getting no raise. They all public servants, I feel, need a cutting pay. Not the politicians, not only the politicians. They need a cutting pay. But just for these times, we are in dire need times. These times are dire need times. You see, and I don't see no other way answer to the public, the civil servants who at these times want to put pressure on the government. And only the opposition, you know, that's politics in the mom. The opposition party always use the unions to do their bidding. See, that's wrong, man. You see, I see that.
I gotcha. Now, a couple more text messages, because we're going to run out of time. I want to deal with my stuff. This says, one, they all played with Nygaard, and all the details have not come out yet. Keep in mind, the stain's already seen and can hinder who wants to do business with us. Yeah. One, the government still obviously has a ways to go in Abaco, but considering the disaster, a whole lot more should have been done. I'm sure more is to come. Make no mistake, I agree nurses need to be paid, and the government has a commitment to pay them. They've demonstrated great resolve in the previous administration where nurses were not paid for years. It says the DRA has provided 150 housing domes on Abaco and the Keys, 20 homes for families at Sweeney's Key and East Grandma. Yeah, 20 homes for Sweeney's Key. You sure about that? You just heard me talk about Sweeney's Key, right? The 20 homes you quoting is the 20 homes that ain't been built. Just so we clear. You seen Sweden's Key? Pick up a copy of your Nassau Guardian. You'll see pictures of the non-existent homes in Sweden's Key. All right? Now, good afternoon, Juan. Should we cut resources from other parts of the budget to pay the nurses? Maybe a piece from any of the social assistance program. Aren't we operating on less than 50% revenue? Maybe we can pull the blood from the rock, just saying. I mean, what are you saying? Don't pay the nurses? Are you saying you make a commitment to someone and you don't pay it? So then should we not pay the mortgage at the hotel at Hutchison Whampoa? Help me with what you're saying. I want to understand so I don't think you're completely out to lunch. You're saying, promise someone money, ask somebody to work for pay, but when it comes time to pay them, because the Prime Minister said to them they would be paid by December, when it comes time to pay them, tell them, are you trying to have me pull blood from a stone? Because I'm going to show you in just a moment what it looks like trying to have blood pull from a stone. That's bizarre, what you just said. All right? Where are the resources from other parts of the budget? You budget for what you committed to. You need to pull from no other part of the budget. You opened your mouth and promised a $5,000 honorarium. You knew these people would have to work overtime. You budget for that. And if you're operating at 50% revenue, as we'll discuss, I'll show you where you get the money from. Y'all are strange, you know. If someone promised to pay, if someone asked you to come work, right? You a professional. I'm a professional, right? I'm a professional journalist, but I'm, let's say, a talk show host. You asked me to come host an event for you or a forum for you, and I agree to terms of payment from you. And when you come back, when I come back to you and ask you for my money after I perform my service, you tell me, well, the event didn't make as much money as we thought, so I can't pay you. You must be out of your mind. What that got to do with me? You ask me to work. You must know where you're getting the money from. I must figure out where the hell you're getting the money from now. I must empathize with you because you didn't budget out your stuff that you asked me to commit to? Are you crazy? How you figure that? How y'all figure that? The nurses should do what? Give them a bligh? That's what you saying? Give you a bligh after I get sick, after I watch my colleagues die? You asked me to go into Sandlands Rehabilitation Center with 30, 40, how many of them was there? 40, where I know a doctor, I ain't call his name, although I should. This man worked at South Beach Clinic. He's a government thingam. They ain't no consultant physician. He ain't got no big contract. Government, and these doctors ain't rich, by the way. Y'all should know. Okay? The Bahamas Doctors Union's doctor. They ain't all papered up like these other guys. I know a doctor. He worked at COVID at the South Beach Clinic. Got COVID. Was sick in his bed. Had to go get treated at the hospital. A government doctor. He recovered and went back to go treat the COVID patients. The government asked him to work. And so now don't pay him? Are you on crack? Because now we meet our budget expectations. I don't get paid for what you asked me to do? You got to be crazy. You asked me to work now. I must understand you and bring in the revenue you want. Yeah, homie, but you still paying for this hotel, like I said. You still buying drone, like I said. You made a commitment to the drone people, right? When you deliver the drones, I can pay you. You think the drone man can go, well, here go the drones. Where the money? Well, drone man, we ain't got the money. You see, it was 50% of revenue. Commit nothing to me. You don't know these nurses gone through. Y'all sad, boy. It says, you had to have been on the front line to understand and have empathy for the nurses. People are selfish. The PM committed and knew the hours they were working in the height of the pandemic, risking their lives and their families' lives. Run them that check. Run them that money is right. I don't want to hear it. You adding committees to the government. You adding entire ministries. You adding, but yet this one, oh, well, y'all want your money now? For working for taking care of sick people and making sure they don't die, what y'all want to get paid now? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Welcome. Nope. Okay. Says it's a pity one that you can't call out these stupid texters' numbers. Hi, one. I feel your frustration of the thinking of these mindless fools. I'm just as angry as you about these ridiculous and outrageous outlooks on issues. Are you going to tell the nurse that? And I'm not even trying to get too deep into my personal stuff, because some of y'all has take it as an invitation to get all up in my personal business, and y'all can cause me cuss on this man radio station and get in problems. But again, I will say to you, my mother required around-the-clock care for several months. Care that I could not provide for her. She had to have professional clinical nurse care for 21 days. At least 12 hours a day out of that day had to be clinical nurse care. And then it had to be, what do you call them? Patient care, no less than a patient care, a professional patient care technician. Give me a second. She had no insurance. The governor of Bahamas does not cover that at all. She had to have it in home. Let me give you an idea of what that is. A clinical nurse in the Bahamas in private care makes over $30 an hour. A patient care technician in the Bahamas makes somewhere around $15 an hour in private work. Now, run that number up and figure out what me and my family had to come up with in order for those 14 days to take care of my mother. Then she can have caretakers take care of her. They get paid $10 to $12 an hour, 24 hours a day. You think I would ask someone to come in and care for my mother, and when it came time, at the expense of their own, spending time with their family, at the expense of some other work they could have been doing, at the expense of some other time they could have been spending with people, at the expense of getting sick, being around someone. She ain't had no COVID, but being in other people's houses and stuff, working overnight. You think I would? You think I had the conscience in me? You think I got the balls on me to tell those women I couldn't pay them? I had to go find the money. Who are you people? Who don't care about other people? At the expense of justifying the lousiness and the shamefulness in which your party operates? Who are you people? And that's just me, and I ain't rich. We're talking about the government that has major resources. You don't feel nothing for them? You don't care? The nurses? I can see if you want to check about the ZNS workers. The nurses? You ever been in a hospital? The nurses do 90% of the work. Not the doctors, even though the doctors are great. Don't pay them? That's what you're saying? Let them ride it out? They've been rode it out. They're supposed to get paid from December. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I probably ain't. We'll get to the economy. Y'all got me on this thing.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How's it going?
Everything's fine, bro. You know, I really appreciate your conversation, holding the government to account. What I wanted to add to that conversation is, has anyone in the government given a follow-up report on fallen nurses Bernadette Rowe, Jacquette Johnson, and Cheryl Charlton Bain and their family? Has anyone in government or anyone in leadership even cared to follow up, or any one of these F&M ridiculous apologists had the nerve or the decency or the care to follow up with these fallen nurses and see if their families receive even the insurance that they were supposed to receive, considering that they may have been the main breadwinners in their family and they are no longer here to take care of their family? Has anyone in government cared to even see how these people's nurses' kids are making it today in this struggling economy? It is insane, Juan. Not only what you were saying, right, but to add insult to injury, you are asking nurses, doctors, and other healthcare technicians to go in a system that you know is already compromised, where you know they're already short-staffed, where you know under normal conditions they're having to work 12 and 15-hour shifts. You are asking them to go in, work 15 and 20-hour shifts, maybe in some instances, put their lives in jeopardy, deliberately face an army, as you call them, the frontline workers. And at the end of the day, you want to hold up on people's entitlement. This government doesn't care about people, Juan. It is sickening. And for any human being to call in defense of this government, you are a sick-minded individual, and you need to get your head checked. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, buddy. That was pleasantly brief by Anton today. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right for now. You know,
hey, bro.
Just two quick points, if you'll allow me, please. First of all, hello.
I'm here, man. Go ahead.
I really appreciate what you're doing with the nurses, right? And so I'd like to piggyback up on what Anton said, right? And it's like, it's like an insult to me, right? For how they're treating the nurses, right, Ms. McCartney?
It is, totally.
And so, because we know they don't care, it is revealed to us through the don't care healthcare. And now that we see them mistreating the nurses, right? We should all be in uproar as citizens. But, you know, I wouldn't be able to answer that question. But what I do want to do is I want to give you another thanks for unwittingly revealing one of my ideals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't call these talks just to hear myself. I was trying to tell you, right, in order to answer the question whether the mRNA affects your other cells, right, one would have to be familiar with one, cellular transductions and cell signaling communication, RNA interference technology, right, which inhibits gene expression and translation by neutralizing targets. You'd have to be familiar with the fact that the COVID-19 is a virus that interferes with the interferons, which is the cytokine immune response, right, and antigenic shift and drift. Now, what you did unwittingly reveal, right, to I'm a critical thinker, was your milkmaid story about Edward Jenner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some logic. No one could beat this. You said, and this is what the story is, because I read it also years ago. And so what happened is an old concept of what I learned from grade 10 was phenotype and genotype. So phenotype would be the lookalike. The genotype would be the generic homology or similarity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Edward Jenner discovered that the milkmaids who milked the cow did not contract smallpox, he realized that they had some form of immunity. Hence, now we're looking at the coronavirus. When you look at all these strains underneath the microscope, they all have projections, they crowns, they look alike. So the immune system don't know the difference. So hence, I agree with the doctor I saw online. We have immunity against the disease because of the phenotype look alike, and they don't want us to know that. We would have some form of immunity because of the phenotype look alike, because it was revealed during the article that you said the milkmaids, when exposed to the smallpox, didn't contract the disease.
Right.
And the Chinese also had weakened form of the disease that they would blow up the nostrils years before Edward Jenner discovered this concept. So what I'm saying is, if they lied to me and you about politics, what you think about the science that you and Sparky seems to think that only 99% of the people know? But see, the reason for the radio shows is to inform, to enlighten, the education. And Robert called last week and talked about the lack of debates. So since we don't have the lack of debates, it's a disrespect for the Beeman people and the fact that you don't want them to learn anything and you want me to look like I don't know what I'm saying because people don't understand what I'm saying when I know what I'm saying.
Me? I don't want them to learn anything. That ain't me. You mean me? You mean someone else. Oh, okay. I give you time to talk all the time, 52. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Bueno, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I'm okay. My head is right off. He finished talking. Sorry about that.
Okay.
What I want to say right now, for some time now, these noises were complaining and raving over union grievancy and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so, right, that they can't just get together? Doctors and nurses work closely together, right? Like hand in hand. Why can't the doctors work along with the nurses, getting what it is they want? Okay? When we come to politicians, we know the thing they look at is numbers. So why don't they just form an alliance and work hand in hand together to get what it is that they want? Why is it so difficult for them to see? If you don't talk and you don't meet and you don't discuss, and don't care who you put there as Ministry of Health, you have Dr. France there now, you have Renwick Wells there, nobody listening to you. So go to another avenue, use another road, go through another door. Come together, close down that whatever that is, and then definitely something will happen.
I mean, maybe not. They don't be talking for the doctors when they're ready. This is a funny one. I don't see any Canadian or U.S. nurses demanding any special payments. They just do their job. Okay. But Bahamians want a bonus for coming to work. Boy, I don't know who you guys are, man. I'm glad I don't actually meet you when you tell me these things, so I could still have some regard left for you if I meet you in real life. Do you understand that Canada and the U.S. so values trained nurses, pays them so much more than we pay them, gives them so many more benefits than we do, that we cannot hold on to nurses here in the Bahamas? What is keeping nurses in the Bahamas is their families. These single nurses who are properly trained through PMH are so valued in Canada and the U.S. that Canada will give them permanent residency just for being a trained nurse or a trained patient care technician. In the U.S., they will pay for them to take their certification exams. They will pay for their lodging for them and some of their families. They will pay for their work permits, as they should. The way we treat our nurses and the way they treat nurses in Canada and the U.S., particularly Canada, is worlds apart. And it's sad that you have so little regard for Bahamian nurses that you don't realize that they're in high demand in those countries of which you speak. Oh, 52 says he wasn't meeting me. Okay. Y'all just talk, like, and don't know what y'all talking about. We have a nurse shortage. You know why the nurses had to work that much? Because we have a shortage of over 400 nurses. Because we can't keep them here. Why do you think there are Filipino nurses in the hospital and Indian pharmacists and technicians? Because we can't keep Bahamian ones here. And the nurses didn't ask for anything. You offered them an honorarium because you was bigging up your chest. Good afternoon. Now you can't honor it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Juan, I understand that the government made this offer to the nurses. It is also my understanding that they will be paid. The government has made a commitment, and they will pay them. But the argument and the discussion I'm listening to, you would think the government has made a statement saying, we're not going to pay them.
The government...
going to be paid. The government said they would pay them, I think, at the end of December or early January.
They said they would pay them in December, yes.
And they couldn't pay them at that time.
Right.
But I am assured that the nurses are going to get the money due to them.
Is this the same assurance? This is the same assurance the nurses got that they would already be paid?
No.
This is a different assurance.
The nurses that came forward at the outset are going to get their, I think it's $5,000 honorarium.
Plus overtime.
They will get that.
When will they get that?
Bahamians ought not.
When are the nurses going to get that?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Bahamians ought not be fed information as to have them believe that the government has reneged on their promise to them. The other point, let's turn it around the other way. Now, these are, as we all know, that there are a lot of people who are not working and are not getting even the food they need to get. But nurses are working. They are getting a salary. They can wait a little longer than the guy who doesn't, down the road, who doesn't have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at it, you know.
Well, let's look at it like this. Can Hutchison Wempoa wait a little longer to get our mortgage payment?
What I'm saying is we ought not come
for the hotel that's closed?
We ought not come to a point where we're trying to indicate, not maybe not you, but some of your callers, as I listened to a while ago, that they're not going to be paid. These nurses are going to receive those money.
When?
Well, none of us can say when.
I see.
But what I'm suggesting to you is that since the government made a commitment to the nurses, I can assure you they will all be paid.
Okay.
And we should not try to add anything to that.
Well,
you know, the government has it made. See, if the government had made a statement saying, "Well, we made a commitment, but we're not going to meet that commitment anymore," I can understand.
Right.
You know, the chaos.
You don't understand that when the nurse goes to BPL, she can't tell them that the government says they're going to pay me eventually. When the nurse goes to pay her children's school fee, she can't say that I'll eventually get paid.
I understand fully your concerns, but what I'm saying is, you have to understand, too, that these persons, the nurses I'm talking about, who are
getting a monthly salary.
Mm-hmm.
So they can hold on longer than the guy who has to get on the food lines, the food banks, and trying to bring home something for his kids. The point is, they will be paid.
Okay.
And I think you know, Juan, that they will be paid.
They'll be paid eventually. That doesn't help the situation.
So let's not come to a point where anybody who calls the radio station are saying, oh, the government's not going to pay them, and the government should be castigated because they are breaking their word on the commitment.
The government should be castigated because they're breaking their word. Absolutely. Why would you don't tell people who break their word to you, that's fine?
You could be
that's
upset.
How you operate in
no,
life? That you
Juan, that's not what I'm saying, you know. I'm saying we're dealing with a government. We're dealing with a government who has made a commitment. The government has not said they won't pay them. You cannot sometimes tell a government when you should be paid.
The government said when
that,
it would pay them
the
and then did not.
Governments operate.
All governments operate on saying they're going to pay you but don't pay you when they say they're going
to
pay you.
I would like to see them get paid today or tomorrow. But I'm sure the government is looking at its coffers and know just when those nurses will be paid.
Renwood Wells has no idea when they're going to be paid. But thank you for calling. And my point is not that they'll get paid eventually. My point is they should have been paid already. That is my point, as a priority. All right? They have been working overtime as well, and they haven't been paid for their overtime. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome. That's how I want to operate. Like, that a government commitment is gold with every other institution. So I want to take that the government said they'll pay me at some point in time to my bank so they don't foreclose on my home. The government said they'd pay me at some point in time to my kids' school so they don't get pulled out of class. I'm going to go to Commonwealth Bank and say, hey, man, you know, the government said eventually I'd get paid, so I'd like it if you didn't repossess my car. I'd love it if the world worked that way. That'd be great. All right. This says, Juan, I'm listening here in Canada, and the audacity of these people, they should be paid right away, like now. I'm as pissed off as you are. Says, why, Juan, why are you letting this apologist run on and on? I'd rather hear Anton, and you know that's bad. Juan, our country's so messed up to think that it's okay for a government to give an undertaking and give an understanding and then break it. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. First, they came for patriarch and matriarchs. And, you know, because we were not old. Some of us, we said nothing. Then they came for our unionists, you know, the union leaders. And because we were not union leaders, we said nothing. Then they came for the common Bahamian, okay, the common citizens, the real sovereigns of this democracy that the Constitution and the preamble speaks to, the preamble and the Constitution speaks to. Okay, but because some of us are not Bahamians, we said nothing. But wherever you come from, remember this last thing before I go. When they come for you, there will be nothing left. No one left. Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks. We got to take a break. We'll be back. This says, that man's talking foolishness. The government promised them their money and they worked hard. Pay them people their money and stop talking nonsense. This is Juan. Please let that man know the government is also getting their pay. I don't hear them giving the poor any of their paycheck. It says the government for years has engaged in refusing to pay Bahamians. The PLP is just as guilty of this practice. The PLP is just as guilty of the practice. That is true, though the PLP is not currently in power. We're going to break and come back.
It's happening, and it's all straight talk with no chaser. As Stephen Miller is unleashed on your radio each weekday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's going to be smart talk, ideas, and innovation. Each weekday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., only on Guardian Radio, your station for fresh news and smart talk. Trust me. You're not going to want to miss this.
It takes a village to raise a child. And it takes each and every one of us to grow the Bahamas. On the clock, we dive into the stories. We identify the issues, and we engage the people, organizations, and institutions that keep the country running. On the Clock with Aaron Green, weekdays 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Guardian Media wants you to get active in 2021 and become eligible to win a two-night stay at the luxurious Comfort Suites, plus a round-trip ticket on Bahamas Air, gift certificates from Rose Essentials, Bahari, Sia Monet Organic Candles, Soaps, and Scents, lunch for two at Tiki Bikini Hut, and cases of water from Bahama Blue. Get up, get out, and get active. Walk, jog, run, cycle, or swim on dates and times of your choosing safely anywhere in the Bahamas. Take a photo or video of you being active and log on to GuardianTalkRadio.com contest page. Click on the Guardian Media Get Active in 2021 contest link and upload your photos and videos. Invite your friends and family to vote on your entry for your chance to win fantastic prizes. Your body and mind will thank you for being active. Guardian Media is working to help make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Promotion ends February 26th. Winners will be announced March 5th.
Say aloha to something delicious from Burger King Nassau. Introducing the all-new Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Crispy Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy the classic flame-grilled Whopper or our crispy chicken breast topped with ham, pineapple, smoky barbecue sauce, cheese, and all the fixins. Grab it with both hands and savor the tropical flavor. Whether you choose chicken or flame-grilled beef, you're gonna love it. The Hawaiian Whopper and Hawaiian Chicken Sandwiches are all new and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim, swim.
Throwing a big party for the game? Gotta get Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, and salsa, or Lay stacks. Wanna win one of 10 HD TVs? Well, you better enter the Frito-Lay Football Sweepstakes. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or two Lay stacks from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Well, come and play the Throw and Win game this Saturday, February 6th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Solomon Supercenter. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes, including tablets. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution. I'm going to deal with some of your text messages, take a couple of calls.
Well, I do hope and pray, as a matter of course, but just really, I hope and pray some of you guys who take this ambivalent approach to these nurses getting paid, I hope y'all never need their care. I hope it's never a situation where y'all are in hospital, y'all are sick, and a nurse get up and be like, you on your own. Right? Ain't nobody coming to help you. You on your own. Because my shift over, and I know if I getting paid or if I work this extra overtime. And so you on your own, eh? Your life in my hands, but you on your own. Right? I hope you realize the value of nurses. One day, I just hope it's not like that. It says, American nurses are getting offers of $10,000 a week, plus they get bonuses and housing through the pandemic. Tell that texter to get a clue. It says, are the Filipino nurses getting a special $5,000 to stay on the job as well? You see my point? I don't know where they're getting. They should get it. If a Filipino nurse worked during the pandemic, then pay the Filipino nurse the $5,000. Right? She was working to save Bahamian lives. Don't matter. When you on death's door, you ain't asking none of that. What is you? Is you Muslim? Is you Haitian? Is you gay? Is you African? Doctor, I was in a car accident. An African doctor sewed me up. I ain't had time to ask nobody about nothing. If the Filipino nurse worked, then pay the Filipino nurse. One, dad is a government apologist. The government word already meant nothing. You can't spin it any other way. It says, one, I know Anton, Amos, and Sparky and crew caused you to break your drinking rule because just listening to them ramble on daily. I want to take and I don't drink till the weekend. I still keep it up. I still keep it up with it. It says, why don't the government ministers take a pay cut to those hardworking doctors and nurses? It's a crying shame on this government and how they treat our frontline workers. It says, I agree with the caller. They will be paid. Don't call in on overtime in a pandemic when persons aren't getting a salary. We're grown enough to know this country's finances are in a dire strait. Nah, but you grown enough to know not to promise me something you can't give. Right? Only me got to grow up? Only me got to be grown? You can say whatever you want and I work and you just say, oh, well. Right? You man enough to offer it? Then be man enough to pay it. I fulfilled my end of the bargain. How y'all work? Ali, I tell you what. The money ain't coming in like it was, right? So I can't get you your salary this month. But I still need you to show up every day to produce the show. Dang, it's tough, man. No, you ain't got no bills, are you, man? You bills? Why did the debt caller ignore your question about Hutchison? No, Hutchison getting their money run. Right. IDB, you go look at all the debt servicing, all look at the fiscal snapshot, all them getting their debt service money tight, on time. Right? Go to them and be like, hey, man, you know, we can't really pay this loan back and get blood out of stone and all this. And watch what happened. They know just who to act crazy with. They know just who to play crazy about with, but we can't find money. Help me to understand. Brave says he and the PLP party have distanced themselves from Nygaard, but he still has Toogie and Bobo around him 24-7. Tell Brave poison is poison. Get rid of all. The PLP is securing like this. Bro, I ain't stupid. Toogie and Bobo still around? This says, has Anton forgotten the nurses were owed for years under the PLP? That's right. They were. But this is a different issue now. It says, the nurses in the Bahamas were always mistreated, and people like Anton are misrepresenting the truth. It says, hey, McCartney, shame on this government. They should take some of that money they used to buy caps and T-shirts for their campaign and pay those nurses. This says, one, believe you me, I fully understand what you're saying. And people often ask me why I'm so angry. My reply, I will manage my anger when people manage their stupidity. It says, they pull that swing on us in construction all the time, one. To come tell you work and don't pay you at the end of the week, eh? You ever watch the video with the guy, like, praying? He's like, oh, dear Lord, it's Friday, please, Lord. Let the boss go to the bank and come straight back to give us our pay, Lord. Lord, don't let the boss, sweetheart, call him, please. Please shut down the boss phone so sweetheart don't call him so he bring our pay back, please. Don't let the boss stop at a number shop, Lord, so he can bring our pay back. says, watch how much money they're going to spend come campaign time. They're going to find money. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I saw members of government party looking at roads in a private subdivision in Grand Bahama getting ready to pave, and now you're talking about they can't pay nurses. It says, they got to be on crack. Bet they got that crack man money, though. Those nurses worked hard, for real. Juan, is this the prime minister who always tells us he's a doctor? Yep. This man, Juan, we lived under the governance of the privileged Bay Street Boys, UBP, and then the PLP and FNM, and now we're back and forth between the latter two parties of the crew. Hence, personalities come and go. No one human being was meant to fix everything. Therefore, I believe Orinthia Komolafi and the DNA team is a party for this time in our political history. We lived under those parties mentioned, and I believe we shall continue to live beyond. Yeah, DNA should, they got to name some more of them candidates. I see the FNM, PLP coming out now. It says FNM waiting on that big strain to come. Meanest employer in town. It says, the nurses should be paid the bonus, but they're still being paid a salary every month, so to wait a little longer for the bonus is not hurting them. There are people who have no idea where the next meal is coming from. Greed is what's hurting this country, and the civil service is not the only people in the country. Boy, that's what you call it, greed, eh? Greed. You work in the hospital in COVID-19? You man up? You did that? Or did the nurses do it? They greedy now. Because you tell me you can pay me and I want my money. I'm greedy. Right? You getting paid your money, right? Yes, they're drawing a salary, but you don't know their personal issues. You don't know what they went through. You don't know if they're drawing a salary, but their husband is now not. If they're drawing the same salary, but their grown children who may have been contributing or who may have or who need their help are not. You don't know what their issue is. You don't know if they work 13, 14, 15-hour days going, okay, my husband needs this. He still needs to pay off his truck or whatever like that. He was doing construction. He couldn't do it. You don't know what the hell they're going through. And it's really none of your business. But the fact that the government promised them money and overtime, that is our business. And they should pay those people. It's so sad that so many Bahamians think it's okay to be so dishonorable as to promise to pay someone, get them to do the work in advance, and then go back on your word when it's time to pay. It says, Juan, not to make light of the situation, but the nurses need to go and play. B, better have my money, like the folks did when Howard University was playing around. These politicians have turned the public against nurses, junior doctors, etc., and make it seem like they're asking for something they don't deserve or haven't already worked for. I mean, boy, you say greed, eh? Greed. That's what the nurses have. I don't know, man. I don't know. I pray for y'all daily that you'll be able to understand what people are going through. Someone probably never told y'all. Sorry, Lang, I can take up 1 moment at your time. You ain't got to do as I do. But I remind my children every day, and I have young children, who probably can't even wrap their mind around this, but I can imprint it so deep in their brain and never forget it. I remind my children every day that there are so many people in this country who are going to bed tonight with an empty belly, with no electricity, or to cool them down with a fan or AC, who don't have no Nerf like my son have, who don't have no Barbie like my daughter have, who don't have no video game like my son have. There's so many people who are so unfortunate. I never want you to forget how fortunate, how blessed you are. We so easily forget in our comfort how much suffering there is out there. And that injustice is injustice, no matter if they're drawing a salary every month or not. You guys take care out there. We'll have a talk about the economy tomorrow. Stay safe, Bahamas.